Welcome to For the Mamas Collective Podcast, a space where we believe in the power of connection and shared experiences.
Hi, I'm Danielle.
And I'm Jaleesa. We are so excited to finally launch this podcast and welcome you into this space.
This podcast has been a dream for both of us because as moms, we've experienced firsthand how much we need connection, community, and a space to just feel seen and heard.
For the Mamas Collective is all about creating that space, a warm, welcoming environment where mothers from all walks of life can come together to share their stories, explore the highs and lows, and celebrate the journey of motherhood.
Each week, we'll dive into topics that matter most to us as mothers and women, from relationships and parenting tips to self-discovery and everything in between. This is your safe space to laugh, cry, and reflect with us.
So, whether you're listening during nap time, on your way to work, or while hiding in the bathroom for a little peace and quiet, thank you for being here.
Since this is our very first episode, we thought it'd be good to share a little bit about who we are, why we started this podcast, and what you can expect from this community.
All right, so I guess I'm going to kick it off. Hey there, Jaleesa again, y'all. I'm a proud mom of two amazing kids who keep my heart full and my schedule busy. Motherhood has been the most transformative journey of my life. It's full of laughter, lessons, and challenges, but also so much joy. I started this podcast because I found so much comfort in sharing stories with other moms. It reminded me that we're all in this together, and that sense of connection and understanding is what I want to bring to this space.
I love that, Jaleesa. And I'm Danielle. I'm a 35-year-old mother of three. My motherhood journey started early. I became a mom at 15, which taught me so much about resilience and growth. Now with two boys, ages 19 and 7, and my spirited one-year-old daughter, I'm navigating all stages of motherhood at once. Motherhood is such a beautiful, messy, and transformative experience, and it's so important to have a space to share those raw and real moments. That's why I'm here, to remind every mom out there that you are not alone, no matter what stage of the journey you're in.
Yes, and so let's give them a little background, Danielle, because as you say it, your motherhood journey started at 15, and it taught us all how to be mothers early on. So let's get into it. Let's tell them how we started and how long ago our friendship began.
Absolutely. So we met, day one, freshman year of high school, 2003.
Yeah. Yeah.
First period. It was literally the first class, right? English with Mr. Noble. And I'll never forget, you did not have the friendliest face. Mm-hmm. However, we had on matching shoes. Tell them what kind of shoes we had, Jaleesa.
Girl, was it the white case? No. Or was it the Air Force Ones? Which ones? No.
Okay, so it's worse than both of those. We had on Fat Farm shoes.
Oh, it was the Fat Farm.
The Fat Farms.
Man.
And I was so pleased. And I made a comment, my little 14-year-old self. I was like, oh my gosh, we have the same shoes. Yeah. And you were like, yeah, we do.
I came to high school with the mission to not make friends. Because I'm coming from a different middle school. And everybody at our high school pretty much grew up together. So I'm like, all right, I'm just not going to make no friends. But Danielle decided I was going to be her friend. And you know what? I'm so grateful for it because a lot of my relationships stem from that first connection.
Yeah. They did. And what's crazy, so remember, I feel like I decided on that day, but then the more we talked, we realized that we likely would have been friends regardless. Yeah. Because your middle school was where my other best friends...
Yeah.
Best friends went, it was everybody knew everybody somehow, and so there was this world where we knew the same people but hadn't yet met each other. Mm-hmm. And so here we are, and then I feel like it went, I don't want to say downhill, it went uphill from there when we realized our birthdays were 4 days apart and we shared a middle name.
Yeah.
It was we're basically best friends
now. Right. Attached at the hip. That's pretty mm-hmm. much what happened after that.
Okay. Yep. That was high school. And yeah. And then we raised MJ. We still raising MJ.
Right.
Baby.
young goat. Okay, I'm gonna take a little credit for MJ. So for those of you that don't know, this young man is phenomenal, and he's putting so much beauty into the world. And to see him come up from a newborn, from a little chunky chunk, to this just wonderful, astounding young man, I'm a proud auntie for sure.
Yeah, yep. And it all started with his village. So yeah. I'm grateful that you were there. You've been there. You're still there, supporting him day in and day out. And here we are, 2024.
Crazy, right? So we went through middle school. I mean, we had our highs and lows in friendship too, but you know what? We never had like a falling out. It's always just been, okay, life is happening together or apart, but never too far apart.
Right. Yep. Yeah. It was always that pick up the phone, you could talk for hours, and or just like that pick up where you left off type friendship. Yeah. It was always like that. I'm grateful.
Yeah. And that's not, as an adult trying to make friends, you know, that's not always common. You got to really pick and choose and be discerning about who's coming into your life now. I mean, we got the 20 years to flush the kinks out because it's smooth sailing, but it wasn't no kinks to flush out. It was really like we growing up together.
Right. But to stay friends, again, college happens. College, we tried to go to college together.
We managed.
We did. I took the ACT 3 times to get accepted to your school of choice. And then I left after freshman year.
Right.
We were there with MJ.
With MJ, right. Man.
Driving home on the weekends, going to Walmart.
Man, studying like, okay, I gotta go take this final. Okay, I got him. MJ busting my lip with a dinosaur toy. All right, cool. But you know what? I enjoyed that freshman year. You know, it's quite different probably from most people's experience.
Yeah.
In freshman year of college, we were really grown, living a grown life.
Yeah, we were.
I don't know anybody. Well, in a senior year, I did, but in freshman year, we were working hard, like, at jobs down at the Ill Stew. Trying to make it work. It worked out.
Yeah, it did. It did. I wish I would have stayed, but again, it all worked out.
I don't think we would have been as successful if we would have stayed down there and got crazy together. I think it needed to happen the way it
Man, the point is, we did. We all finished, right? That was the good thing.
Yeah.
Finished at our respective schools and good times.
Plenty of stories that no one will ever know coming after college. And now y'all not gonna hear those stories.
We might share one or two.
But I think that's the personal growth part that we want to bring to the podcast, is just being women that have gone through a lot. You know, collectively, there's it's only two of us, but it's a lot of experience between us. And hopefully the audience will get to gain some insight into, if you know us and love us, to get to understand us a little better. If you're new to us, you know, we're just a couple of girls. We're just some girls out here trying to make it work, trying to make motherhood work, find ourselves. So this is probably the first couple episodes. We might be reminiscing because we don't get too much time to sit and think about who we were.
Right. That's true. Yeah. So true. Hey, I'm already like in my head going back.
Right. When you really put 20 years in front of you, it's like, wow, we went through a lot of stuff. This is, I am the woman I am today because of all of those experiences. But as a mother in the day to day, it feels like you forget all of that. None of that is present.
Right. And I mean, I feel that. And it's, in one sense, it feels like yesterday, right? Like we were just in high school. And in another sense, it's like, I'm so far removed that like, I need you to jog my memory on some things for me to be like, oh my gosh, we did that. What were we thinking? You know, or like, how did we're successful. You know, just like things could have gone so many ways. And I just must say, like, for the journey I've had, I'm grateful. I'm blessed to have had you by my side. And here we are, get pouring back into the world.
Yep. Together. That's my favorite part. Oh, yes. So we tell them a little bit about that too, right? Like, it came about, but it was your idea. But when you shared it with me, I'm like, man, I've been thinking about that. And I didn't really want to do it by myself. I was like, okay, yeah, me either. Okay, cool. So we get, again, high flow, freshman year of meeting in high school to the inception of the podcast. Pretty much saying, like, I don't really want to do this by myself. Me either. Okay, let's do it together. Yep.
And where, so, and this is how deep I hope to get, but where did the idea come from originally? Do you remember when I called you and I was like, oh.
No, I don't remember.
My therapist.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. In therapy and just talking and, you know, what is it? What part of you are you going to leave? What's your, you know, your digital footprint going to be? Are you going to have something for your children to look back on and for people who love you to see? And she said it. She was like, I think you'd be great with just a podcast. Like you, the way you run your life and the love you have and just everything. She was going into what she had learned about me in our time together over the years. And I told her, I said, I can't do this alone. And she was like, well, you don't have friends. And I was like, not here. And then it hit me and I was like, you know what? I do. I have some great women. And I went straight to the group chat. I was like, hey, listen. And from there, it just kind of took off. And so just seeing us come this far, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, this is on top of motherhood and wife duties and running a household and working a full-time job and just doing something for ourselves. With each other that we're excited about, right? Like, this is amazing. So
I remember that now. So again, for the listeners, so Danielle got that from her therapist. I am a therapist. So for me and my perspective, I was thinking about it and my husband likes to say, you need to get your voice out here. You need to say something, do something, get it out. And I'm like, yeah, I'm good. I don't know. So when Danielle brought that, I'm like, yeah, I was feeling for myself what her therapist was telling her about herself. So it was a lot of synchronicity happening at that time. Like, and we were like at stages of life where we were both needing to come back to ourselves in a way.
Yes.
Find our voices for us as the individual women that we are, not just the roles that we hold. And so it really came at just the right time. And that was the top of the year. So we got this thing together within this year, within 12 months.
Yep.
Well, I'm proud of us. We did that.
I am too. Listen, and I just hope that all of our listeners, you know, are here, that they can grow with us, that they can take something from it, because we know firsthand, right? It's not easy. We know. And if there's something we can share to lighten your load or make your days easier or help pass the time or shine some light, whatever that may be, I hope we can be that.
Yeah.
I do.
Right. Because we're I think we can model just the imperfection of life, but the joy that comes with that and the, you know, our strength looks a little bit different. You know, I think we both decided not to suffer.
Yeah.
Like if I'm going to feel strong today, it's going to be, I cried first and then I did the thing. Let me tell you how anxious I'm feeling right now.
Yes.
And to be able to share in that. So to not just sit with emotions and not be able to process, but to say, I am feeling all of this and I have this whole life I have to orchestrate at the same time.
Right.
So hopefully people come to us and know that they could do that. We could show up authentically and they can come in and get a little piece of something. Even it's just to hear some relatability, right? Like, okay, these two women are doing this too. I just had that experience last week. Yeah.
Right.
And we're in two different places, right? Danielle's in Georgia and I'm in Illinois. And so that feels like it brings us together, like all that space between us. But when we come in and have conversations with each other, it's like, are we living the same life?
Right. We're not that far apart.
Not at
but
all.
If we didn't talk, would we know? Because sometimes I feel like I'm on an island by myself. I'm the only one going through it. And, you know, how am I going to get out? What can I do? And ultimately, I'm not alone. But it's a matter of finding that community where I can get support and hear others and just understand. Sometimes just knowing, hey, I'm not doing this alone. It may look a little different, but there's others out there. It helps. It lightens the load. It makes me feel like, okay, it's not me, you know, it's not the cars I was dealt. It's not this, what, you know, whatever we'll call it, but Yeah, just knowing. And so that connection in and of itself, even when it's just a text message, right? So.
When you're able to say like, these kids, is it me? Am I doing this? Am I doing this wrong? Nope. Mind it this. We always in the chat like, how did the boy thing go? Okay, I defer to Danielle on the boy stuff a lot. I'm like, okay, well, it's not just me. Either that or we're just the same person, but at least just me.
It's not just us, no. And even when we have other friends who reach out and they're like, why didn't y'all tell me? And it's like, look, I tried to, but you didn't understand then because you weren't there. But now that you're here, we can have the conversation. Let's talk now. I can prepare you a little more and give you a little more insight, but I tried to tell you. Now it's gonna make sense.
Like you gotta feel it. You ain't gonna get it. You'll
Oh
get
yeah. Yep.
it.
And I'll be knocking on your door shortly because this little girl,
Yeah.
after two boys, oh yeah, I'm gonna need all that wisdom because she's a diva. A diva.
Let her be great.
I
But I'm
can't.
here.
She's running my house and it's not working.
Okay, that's definitely gonna be an episode. Kids running your house, because that's where we are. Between gentle parenting and new age parenting, being a crunchy mom, whatever. I have to redefine gentle, because I think that's starting to feel like these little ones are running the house. And I don't know. They test my gangster. I don't understand.
We don't gentle parent. We don't. We don't.
Yeah. Well,
Again, another episode.
right. We gonna have to have an episode about the definition of gentle, because to me, gentle is not whooping. So anything that's not a whooping counts as gentle to me.
Agreed. I will not lay hands on you. However, we're not, I'm not asking for your permission as
Absolutely.
a child, so forgive me and your feelings for
Yeah,
you.
I'm gonna talk to you like Bernie Mac talked to them kids when they really
Yes.
getting the Bernie Mac treatment. Absolutely.
But
So, hopefully they get our essence from our dialogue about our backstory and what's bringing us to our present. And maybe we can jump into what our mission is. So they understand and get our essence, but I really want the audience to know what our mission is. What is the mission for the Mamas Collective podcast? So Danielle, how about you tell them a little bit about what they can expect from us and from the podcast?
Yeah, so you guys can expect just honest, heartfelt conversations. If you can't tell already, we are unfiltered. So you will get the rawest form of what it is we have to offer. And some weeks we'll talk about the joys and struggles of parenting. Other weeks we'll dive into relationships, self-care, and even the lessons we're learning as women beyond motherhood.
Yep, you got a little taste of it today, and y'all can look forward to a whole lot more of that. But we're really just here to laugh, cry, learn together, creating that safe space for a lot of expression. We want this to be that space where you feel comfortable and most of all seen. Like Danielle was saying, it's so important to know you're not on this on an island alone. You have a community, even if it's in distance. The heart is extended, and we're all in this together. So, and we, special shout out to the full community. So, whether you're a mom, an aunt, a teacher, a caregiver, godparent, sprinkle a few uncles in there, and 19-year-old sons that know how to help. If you play a role in a child's life, you're a part of this collective. So that our collective is honest and inclusive.
Yes, and the biggest thing, like while we're here to share our experiences, we're also here to learn from you guys. So we want you to join us in the conversation. Leave us a comment, send us a message, connect with us on social media. This community is something that we feel like we have, but there's so much more room, and we want to build it together with you all. So please definitely connect with us.
Yeah, they absolutely can connect with us, even with us being in different states, right? The community you're building and the community I'm building, I want our communities to have a place to come together. Because I think we're networking and making connections with women and other people that, it would be a beautiful experience to see everyone and all the newcomers, people we don't know yet. We're just creating a platform for everyone to share and feel seen. So you all can find us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok-ish. I don't know. We're not, you know, TikTok maybe.
Coming soon.
Coming soon. We're figuring it out, y'all. But so you know, for now, really check us out on Instagram and Facebook. But we're on all platforms. We are a work in progress, and that's okay. But it's For the Mamas Collective across all social media platforms. Type that handle in and you'll be able to find us. And if you love what you hear, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this podcast with someone who might need it.
So as we wrap up this first episode, we just want to say thank you for listening and joining us on this journey.
Yes. Thank y'all so much. We're so excited to grow this community with you. This is only the beginning, and we cannot wait to dive deeper in the weeks to come.
So next week, what you can expect, we're going to introduce a segment that we're calling Rose and Thorn. And this is where we'll share a highlight and a challenge from our week. We hope you'll join us and share yours too. So again, be sure, jump on Instagram, Facebook, follow us, like, subscribe, keep up with us so that you can join our conversation.
And we'll also end each episode with something for you to take and integrate into your week. You know, a little piece of inspiration or wisdom. Remember, come as you are and take what you need. That is the motto of this podcast. You'll see it everywhere. You'll hear us referring to it. It's something that is so important for our community to understand that you can come as you are and you can take what you need from the space and pour into your own cup, because you could do that.
But for now, let's keep it simple. We're here. We see you. And we can't wait to continue this journey with you.
Until next time, take care. And remember, you're not alone.
Bye. Bye.